Becky, Nina and Ian are talking here about how they found the adoption process and the emotions that they experienced at different stages of this.
It was nerve-wracking because some of the stuff what was said in the reports and the courts wasn't true, and I didn't know what they were saying and everything else. I had to ask my solicitor to explain to me what was happening, and she was really good. She did explain to me, and that she sat down with me and she went through everything with me so I could get a better understanding and a better picture of what was going on.
Being told that my son was going to be placed for adoption and that the local authority were going to take me to court so they could have him to be placed for adoption. Disbelief. But at the same time, you're in total awe, and you really don't think it's happening to you, but at the same time, almost a sense of, I don't think so. I'm going to, you know, this isn't going to happen. I've done nothing wrong, you know. There's no way I'm going to let you take my child. But within the system that you're in, everything's stacked against you anyway. That is just, you're not going to get what you want anyway. It's, you're on your own, and you come to realise that you're on your own with that. You start to know that all the professionals around you, it's almost like they're all working together with one goal, and you're on the opposite team on your own with another goal. My own experience, it was meant to be 5 days, Monday to Friday in county court. Monday, people were called up and gave their opinions on myself as a parent. They weren't good opinions. Tuesday, more people got up and gave their opinions of me as a parent. Again, they weren't good. Wednesday morning, more people up to give their opinions, not good. And by Wednesday lunchtime, I totally broke down and spoke to my solicitor and basically said, I can't do it anymore. There's not one person fighting for me, not one person in my corner, and I can't. Social services are going to get him anyway, and I don't want to put myself through this anymore.
It went quite bad. Oh, they kept me at arm's length all the time. Banned from meetings, banned from contact. All they said, your comments can be added later, but they never were. Because I was upset, angry, depressed, suicidal. And they just didn't want to be associated with that. They didn't want to help. They just wanted to make matters worse. Make me look in a bad light. Bad before adoption. If social services had taken a different attitude, instead of saying, look at him like that, let's keep him at arm's length. They could have done, let's help him. It would be a better outcome then. Even if it still ended up in adoption, it could have been a more amicable situation instead of the forced adoption it was.